Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start in Westchester, where elementary school students have correctly predicted every president since Richard Nixon. It's the Benjamin Franklin Elementary School. They had this mock election, and Hillary Clinton won.
Well, there are lots of ways to call elections, whether the National League won or the American League won. Whether Flipper moved left or moved right in the pool. This is, of course, a lot of nonsense, and you can find all kinds of ways to predict elections that will come out your way. Nevertheless, this is one of the tightest elections, and if I may say so, one of the most heated that I have ever seen in my long life. And so this is going to be a real showdown at OK Corral, and there will be a lot of people who are waiting, holding their breath, to see what happens. It's going to be scary for a lot of people. The consequences are going to be huge. For example, we keep hearing that 20 million people have been put onto the rolls. The people who are often in the Trump camp, not always, are saying, these people are on the dole. They're taking stuff that belongs to me and to my kids. Now, if those 20 million people who are newly onto the health care rolls become active voters, then there's no question Hillary Clinton will win. If, in fact, that doesn't happen and people sit on their hands and say, well, there's nothing in it for me, Donald Trump is right. It couldn't get worse for you, so why do you even have to go and vote? Then Trump will win because his people are together, they refuse to be marginalized, and every single poll shows this race about as tight as it could be.
Meanwhile, an editorial today in the New York Times, Donald Trump's impeachment threat. Republicans are indicating that if they can't gain control of government fairly, they'll simply undermine it.
Well, that could happen. But, you know, Melania Trump got up and gave a lecture on bullying. This is first-rate bullying. That's what it is. It's saying, if we don't win, we're going to beat you up. And if that happens, you have to face it, and you have to face it with courage. But you can't concede the election because some guy is threatening you or his people are threatening you. And it's going to call for a certain amount of toughness. I mean, if there's one thing you know about Hillary Clinton, is she can be tough and she can take it. If, in fact, it turns out that the institutions of government are being abused or changed, then you're going to have to work as hard as you can to defend yourself. And defense is what this is all about. So to be bullied, to be told no matter what happens, we're not going to give them a Supreme Court judge and we're not going to do this or that. The American people, I'll tell you, they won't like it. And the institutions that we have developed will have to mature and, if necessary, be changed to the point where instead of playing by the little Lord Fauntleroy rules of engagement, you get even tougher.
Well, staying with bullying for a second, and Melania Trump, her remarks condemning cyberbullying were pointed out to her, ironically, could be used against her husband, but she said, you know, she's focusing on children and adults are different.
Well, they sent her out there for a reason. They're looking for any marginal women votes that they can get. They're looking for anybody who says, well, he's not bad, she's not bad, they're for children. This is about an election. If you parse these words based on who's who, and do they look nice, or take these words in their true meaning, you would be wrong. On both sides, this is an election. You send your surrogates out, you send your people out, and you say what you have to say in order to win.
The FBI, James Comey, the continuing email investigation into Hillary Clinton, and the drops of information that could be coming between now and Election Day, including now a headline from CBS News, Alan, the FBI finds email related to Hillary Clinton's State Department tenure.
Well, we now know who Comey is and what he is doing. And this is what is so scary. We're talking about the Federal Police Agency interfering in an election 4 days before the election happens. What could be more evidentiary than that Sky has been flipped and that he is doing what he needs to do in order to get Trump elected? Look, Donald Trump is under investigation all over the place, and we are not seeing anything being leaked there. We're seeing this exclusively now with Hillary Clinton and these dumb emails. So it is what it is, but I believe Mr. Comey has something to answer for here.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Rest up. It's going to be a big week next week. Everyone have a safe and happy weekend.
Boy, will it ever.